Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, everyone. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, March 6, 2017, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a huge success. Well, ladies, I trust that you had a great weekend and you're ready to accomplish your goals for the week. You know, I'm excited to be living this 2017 and even more excited about all of the opportunities, the possibilities, and blessings that will happen this year for you and for me. Well, ladies, it is March. Can you believe it? This is the last month in first quarter 2017. And yes, as you do know, time is not a prospective person. It's going to keep moving, right? It's going to keep happening. It's going to keep moving us forward. And so with that, this first quarter will be gone in 20 plus days, and we will be moving on into second quarter. Now, as always, I am your coach. I am here to remind you, to motivate you, to push you, to help you to remember how important it is for you to keep yourself focused on the goals you want to accomplish for the year. And then once you, you know, keep your mind focused on those goals, you've got to break it down. You've got to know which goals are priority, which come first, and what it is that you want to accomplish each quarter. So you come up with the strategy. And, you know, I've mentioned business strategy time and time again. And guess what? I'm going to keep on mentioning it, because repetitive information will help you to bury that within your subconscious mind, receive it, and help you to understand that it has to be priority. And so it is with business strategic planning. A strategy is not just about writing down something on a piece of paper about what you want to do with your business. It is your roadmap, right? When you do a business strategy, you're doing a little bit of research. You're connecting with me as your business coach and discussing it. You're talking with others. You're looking at your competitors and some of the new things that they have done that inspire you to move forward with doing something similar. You are researching. You are discovering. And then you're pulling that information together to come up with a strategic plan that you are able to believe, that you are able to commit to, and that you are able to outlining and prioritizing and figuring out what goals that supporting all of your strategy, what goals are you wanting to work on a quarterly basis. This is why an annual plan is so important. Now, I've had over a period of time a lot of clients asking me, Trina, what is the difference between a business plan and a strategic plan? I've got a business plan. And so my first question to them is, okay, so if you have a business plan, give me a rundown of what your goals are for this year. And give me a rundown of how you're going to implement those goals and what are the objectives. How much money are you wanting to make this year? What are you doing? And they look at me, you know, with the deer in the headlights syndrome, which is, I don't know. Well, see, that's because a business plan, which is very valuable, a business plan really tells you, hey, this is what I'm going to do. This is all about my business, and this is our structure, this is our makeup, and, you know, this is all about how, what type of marketing plan we're going to have, and this is about our management system, this is about the industry that I'm in, and here are some statistics on that industry, and here are some sales projections based on my research on this particular industry. However, a strategy goes one step further. And what a strategy does, it says, you know, once you know what it is that you want to do, what business you want to have, the strategy is all about how. The strategy is about your blueprint. Every single year, you create a new one to tell you how you're going to start implementing whatever it is you want to accomplish by the end of the year. And this is not just one big thing that you want to accomplish. In a business, there are multiple goals. There are multiple visions. There are multiple things that you want to get done throughout the year. So it really helps you to have a blueprint of how all of that is going to get done. And that is what a strategy is all about. So many of you may have already experienced without that strategy that you are far behind, that you have not accomplished the goals, or you've not accomplished things that you had hoped this quarter, and you haven't seen the cash come in that you wanted to. Well, it's okay. You know, you have to look at things not as a failure and not as a setback, but you have to look at them as a lessons learned, right? And as a lessons learned, what you have to realize is that you can't keep your head stuck in the labor role, which is, you know, keeping yourself busy, doing the grunt work, you know, providing the end service or the end product to the customer or client. You can't stay in that labor role and not be in the leadership role, the entrepreneur visionary role. And if you're new to this show, I'm talking about the three most important roles that have to be played in any business, regardless of the size, how small, how large, regardless if it's just you as a solo entrepreneur or whether you have multiple people working for you or with you on your team. It doesn't really matter. Those three roles are pivotal, okay? And I want to repeat, they are pivotal to you and your success in business, okay? And those roles are the labor role, the manager role, and the entrepreneur visionary role. Just a quick rundown, the labor role, again, that is the worker bee role. That role provides the end product or service to the customer or client. That role is the manufacturing role. That role is the role that that provides the actual service, does the work. Okay. Then the manager role is the role that carries out the company's vision and implements the company's tasks. Okay, and is responsible for supervising that labor role and making sure that the daily operations and workflow are running smooth. And then there is the entrepreneur visionary role, such a vital role, such an important role. But I'm still finding that a lot of business women are not pushing themselves into that role. And so I'm working on a way to help us get there. Okay, I'm working on a way to help business women move more into that entrepreneur visionary role. I thought I'd come up with a way by helping you to create an entrepreneur number, which is a percentage or a balance of the three, figuring out how to do that. But something else has to occur to help women understand the importance of the entrepreneur visionary role. Without that role, your company will die, surely. And so it is that you need to understand how important it is that as a leader, as an entrepreneur visionary, you must keep your business strategy priority, and you must know exactly how you're going to implement things, what's supposed to happen, because it's not, ladies, it's not going to happen by osmosis, right? Nothing's going to happen just by wishing and hoping, and no positive thinking in the world without action is going to make something happen, right? And so this is very important for you to understand. So with that said, I'm going to move on and talk about our theme for this month, because it is all about action. Our theme is all about being a woman of vision. You know, living a life of fulfillment, accomplishing your dreams and goals, and creating your success can truly be a challenge. But you know what? Life gets a lot easier when you make a decision to become a woman of vision. This means that you're interested in more than just living life on the surface, but you want to dig deeper to create a life of abundance. You see, when you have that mindset, you begin to develop what I call that unshakable faith, that level of belief so deeply rooted within you that it just compels you to take swift and immediate action all the time on your dreams and your goals, right? Because that's the first thing that has to happen is you have to take action. And so you want to mark your calendar for every Monday this month as I give you tips and resources and ways on being a woman of vision. Now, today's subtopic, our hot topic for today, is the power of choices. Did you know the choices you make each and every day will either take you closer or drive you further away from your success and reaching your potential? So later today in the show, I'm going to be sharing with you how to make the best choices for yourself, okay? And I'm going to give you some examples of great choices, and then I'm going to give you some example of poor choices so that you understand how these can yield crazy consequences in your life. And so I'm excited about today's topic because choices are something that I think as women, we do have a hard time of choosing which direction we want to go. We get very emotional, and when we get emotional about things, we have a tendency to get confused, we lose our clarity. And so choices are something that we as women don't always make good decisions, right? We don't make the right choices. And so we have to start making better choices, better decisions that are going to lead us to our success and help us to create that abundance. So stay tuned for that, okay? I have a great show lined up for you today. Also, of course, I'm going to be sharing with you 5 questions to spark your abundance. And guess what? This month is Women's History Month. Wow, how exciting is that? This month is Women's History Month. And, you know, the Women's History Month has been something that I have been participating in and honoring women who have contributed to our society, to our world incredibly. And I just think we owe it to one another to thank all of the women and to honor and salute them for the contributions they have made to us as women and to the world. And so today I will be selecting a woman from the 2017 National Women's History Month honorees list, and I will be reading some information about her and saluting her. Just to let you know, if you're interested in learning more about Women's History Month Project and how you can become a part, please make sure you go and visit their website at nwhp.org. Again, that's N as in National Women's Health Project. I'm sorry, National Women's History Project.org. So that's NWHP.org. A wonderful website, a wonderful organization to become involved with. And of course, as women, we should be lifting one another up, supporting one another, and honoring and saluting those women before us who have paved the way. And so I'm so very, very excited. Also, I'm going to be letting you know some upcoming things that are going on over at our main website at womenaboutbiz.com. And then we'll be moving right into our hot topic of today as we look at becoming women of vision, which is the power of making choices. Such an exciting topic for me. I'm very excited to be presenting that to you today. Now, for those of you that are new to the show, Successful Woman Radio is all about providing women in business with a positive environment where you can be motivated, encouraged, and inspired to create a successful life, generating the income that you desire. So please, ladies, make sure you mark your calendar every Monday at 12 noon Eastern and be empowered with information that you can put to use right away. Now, if you'd like to listen to previous broadcasts, guess what? We finally got our main Successful Woman Radio website back up. We were having some problems. We got spammed. And as a result, we had to take our whole website down and put it back up. The site is back up. We are still updating it. However, all of the broadcasts are up to date. So if you missed any of our broadcasts last month during the month of February, make sure you visit successfulwomanradio.com. And once you arrive on the site, look over in your right-hand column. That's where our player is, February. So I'm so very, very excited that we've got the website back up and going, and that we had to end up, doing the site over because of the spammers. And I do want to tell you that, you know, people's websites are being attacked all of the time. And so you have to make sure that you've got the right security features on your website so that people don't try to steal your website and attack it and put all types of things on your site that causes Google especially to block your site and mark it as a security alert. And that's what happened with our radio show site. So we've got it back up. And I want to give a big shout out to my hubby and our webmaster, Robert Newby, my sweetie. He got the job done. I'm so very excited. And he's the one that actually caught the fact that our site had been spammed. So I'm very, very excited about that. Isn't it wonderful when you have such a good man and husband that supports you and that wants everything to go well? You know, he stayed up very late nights working on that. And I'm excited about that because he made such a great sacrifice. He's working on his master's degree. He's working a full-time contract, and yet he found time to do all of that for me. So big kudos to Robert Newby. You know, I want to mention to all of you that I've been experiencing something quite odd. I want to share it with you. And what I've been experiencing is that I've had a slowdown in my workflow. I've been having some type of fogginess going on to where, you know, I have my goals. I have my work. I know what I'm supposed to be doing, so I'm clear on that. But then when I go to work on it, I get foggy, and I have problem actually carrying the work out, actually taking action to it. So I had to dig deep and figure out exactly what was it, what's been causing the problem. So it's interestingly enough, you know, I was on the internet, I was doing all kinds of research, I was trying to figure out what was going on, and I had a physical recently, and I received my blood test results back, and lo and behold, my thyroid test results were very abnormal. And when I looked up what the symptoms are of the thyroid disorder, one of the biggest symptoms is being tired all the time, which I have been lately, and having that fogginess of thought. And I said, well, here's the problem right here. You know, whenever something out of the blue starts occurring with you and you can't figure out what it is, it's important for you to really pay close attention to it. And it's important for you not to allow the thought to just move by without you doing anything about it. And so it concerned me because I knew that it was not like me to not take action on things. And so behold, I learned that it does have something to do with my thyroid. So I'm mentioning this because as I started reading and as I just started discovering, you know, what are the symptoms of thyroid disorder, I learned that one in every four women suffer from this, and that it can be undetected for a lifetime. And it can lead to heart failure. It can lead to failure in certain organs of your body. And it can lead to a lot of other illnesses that mimic and maybe mock other problems. But overall, the major issue could be the thyroid. So I want you ladies to understand that. And, you know, if you've been having any symptoms of fogginess, if you're tired all the time, if you've been having itching and dry skin, you've been having a little bit of insomnia or not sleeping well, not resting, or even when you do rest, you wake up tired or you're thirsty all the time. These are symptoms of thyroid disorder, and it's something that, again, just like heart failure, high blood pressure, diabetes, the thyroid issue is right up there as something that's very, very important that we have to pay attention to. So if you haven't had your physical, when you do, make sure you ask your doctor if you are also going to have a thyroid panel done, because you want to make sure that your thyroid is in working order. And, you know, I am so excited that I learned about this. I'm not excited that I have a thyroid issue going on, but I'm excited that I learned about it because, you know, when something's going on with you and you don't know what it is, it can drive you crazy, right? And so, again, I want to encourage all of you that, you know, when you have your physicals, make sure that you ask your doctor for a thyroid panel. Make sure that you find out if your thyroid is working in good order, okay? I had a lot of people who emailed me and talked about last Monday's episode because I talked about the issue of fear. And so I want to let you know that I did put up an article that I put up an article that has kind of like a three-step solution to overcoming your fear as far as it's pertaining to fear of moving forward with your business, fear of doing certain things with your business. And so if you go to womenaboutbiz.com, again, if you go to womenaboutbiz.com and you click on the text link blog in the top red menu bar, you will see the article, Let Your Fear Fuel Your Success. Again, let your fear fuel your success. You know, what I mentioned last week struck a chord with a lot of women. I had multiple telephone calls from women wanting to discuss it. I had a lot of emails. I had over 20 plus emails from women saying, you know, this is really real, Trina. This is something we need to address. This is something that's a big issue for me. And I'm really trying hard. But just when I think I have it conquered, you know, fear creeps up again. And so I decided that it was important and important to write an article about it. And I didn't want the article to be long, but what I wanted was that the article to be swift and quick so that you could, you know, glean from the article, get something from it, and really take my three-step system that I use and use it for yourself, okay? So if you will, if you've had fear, have fear, or, you know, you are fearful about some things, then I want you, okay, to read this article or read it anyway so that you can help other businesswomen, other friends, other family members, other people who may be going through fears. And I want to let you know that, you know, fear is just one of the words that describes the you know, being afraid or having a resistance towards something, okay? Fear in and of itself can be presented in different ways, and you may not even know that what you have is fear, okay? But if as a business owner you're having side effects from fear, such as procrastination, not getting your goals accomplished, not following up with prospects as promised, simply never getting started on your marketing, you know, things that you say that you're going to do, you're always announcing them, but they never happen. And here you are the same year, same time frame again, and nothing is done. Then, you know, you have to start looking at whether or not that is fear. You can't just say it's procrastination because there's a reason why something is not happening. That's just like I just shared with you. I was worried about myself having issues with taking action and getting foggy right when I start to take the action. And I've learned that I've got a thyroid issue. Well, you've got to figure out what are some of the things that may be causing you to be foggy. What are some of the things that are causing you to hold back, to have fear? Now, one of the things that I do know that happens when you have fear is that you never lose your passion for whatever it is that you want to do. But you start hesitating, you start procrastinating, you start having a resistance towards taking action to whatever it is that you want. And that's how you know that there's an issue going on. Is because when you have a passion about something, when you believe in something, when you want to do something, and yet you still can't bring yourself to do it, something else is going on, and you have to dig deep to figure out what it is. So again, make sure you go to womenaboutbiz.com, look up in the top red menu bar, and click on the link blog. And once you get there, the article "Let Your Fear Fuel Your Success" is right there for you. And I know that this is something that will benefit a lot of women. I give you a 3-step system for eliminating fear. It is something that has worked tremendously for me, and I know that it can work for you, okay? It is 12:25 after the hour, and you're listening to No Other Than the Successful Woman Radio Show. Let's go right into 5 questions to spark your abundance. If you're new to the show, these are questions that you should be asking yourself any time of the day, as often as you need to help yourself spark your abundance, spark your creativity in getting things done. Here's number 1. Who would I like my customer to be this week? Again, who would I like my customer or my client to be this week? We can't always just expect and sit back and wait for customers to come to us. We have to get out there and go to them. And there are several ways that we can do it. But you know, start being definite, start moving with purpose, start identifying who are the people that you want to be your customers or your clients. Write their names down, figure out a way to connect and communicate with them. Here's number 2, what can I do to generate cash this week? Again, what can I do to generate cash this week? This is very, very important, okay? And the reason why is because you need to have a number in your mind. So wherever I said the word cash, you need to put a dollar amount. So what can I do to generate $500 this week? What can I do to generate $1,500 this week? You need to figure that out. And, of course, this question will present multiple answers for you, because you need to come up with ideas and ways that you can bring in some quick cash now, right? Very important. Here's number 3. What can I do to be a better leader this week? Oh, we talked about that earlier on in the show today. I mentioned the 3 roles that must be played in every business. Well, those 3 roles are important. But if you're not a leader of your business, if you're not the driver of your business, then you are not compelled to make sure all 3 of those roles are implemented in your business, right? So one of the ways that you can help yourself with being a better leader is to really establish a written position description for your leadership position, your role as CEO. Very important, okay? Here's number 4. What prospects or possible collaborations can I follow up with this week, right? If your marketing is working for you, then you should have some prospective clients to follow up with, right? If it's not, then that means that you haven't had phone calls, you haven't had emails, you haven't had people inquiring via social media or via telephone. So it's important for you to make sure that your marketing strategy is in order, in place. And as far as collaborations go, you know, you should be, as a leader, you should be going out there creating new opportunities for yourself, new collaborations, okay? You come up with, and so it's very, very important that you know this. 5, number 5 in the 5 questions to spark your abundance, what are ways I can market and promote my business this week? Now, normally, this isn't something new that you should be coming up with. You should be depending on your marketing strategy, right, or your business strategy, which has a marketing component in it to guide you, to give you the things you need to do to be implementing and taking action on. So there you have it, ladies, 5 questions to spark your abundance. Ask them of yourself anytime that you need to. Remember, you ladies have the power to create your streams of abundance, and it all begins with you taking swift an immediate action. For those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show with me, Trina Newby, your host and business success coach. I want to go ahead and just give you a few things going on over at Women About Biz. So again, remember that when you visit womenaboutbiz.com, remember to click on blog, because I will be putting all updates and things going on overall in our blog, okay? So remember to check the blog and to check out what's happening there. We've got some great blog posts that you should check out, Creating a Wildly Successful Business. I did a video on that. Oh, if you haven't read this post, Letting Go of Negative Baggage, oh, you definitely need to read that, okay? And I've just got other posts that I know you're going to find very, very helpful information that, again, you can put to use right away. Don't forget to visit our blog. Also, I want to remind you that if you are not a member at Women About Biz, if you're not one of our free members, make sure you sign up at the least for our free membership, okay, so that you can have access to our business channels. And of course, we have multiple channels on the website that can provide you with very valuable information, everything from personal development, small business, savvy networking for women, working from home. All of those things are available to you once you sign up as a free member at Women About Biz, okay? And then once you become a free member and you experience our family of business women and what we have to offer, we welcome you as becoming a premium member. So it all starts with you becoming a free member. So when you go to the site, you click on join and just click on join our free membership, and you will be able to start completing the information, get your community profile set up, and start being a part of the family. I want to go ahead now and go right into our Women's History Month honoree. I'm so very, very excited about that. And Women's History Month is something, as I said before, that I have been participating in for a long time. And I first got interested in it because I didn't know that there was a Women's History Month. And as I began to research about it, I read the stories of all of these fascinating and incredible women. And it inspired me. It inspired me that there were all of these women since the 1800s that have been contributing to our country, to our economy, to our inventions, to so many things, and that this organization is bringing them to light. So they've been doing it for over 30 years now, and I'm so very, very excited to be participating in the Women's History Month project. So today, I want to salute the first honoree listed, Rebecca Anderson, a community and economic development organizer. Known as Becky, you know, she and a team of Western North Carolinians created Handmade in America. Now, we've heard that slogan, right? Handmade in America. She was the founding director of the organization, which established a craft-focused economy for 25 counties in the state of North Carolina. It became a cultural heritage model for national heritage areas and a model for 16 state programs. Now, as a director of Handmade, Anderson coordinated major projects in tourism, small town revitalization, and education programs for school systems. She established the Center for Craft, Creativity, and Design for the North Carolina University System. Her heritage tourism program began with Craft Heritage Trail guidebooks, taking visitors through 23 counties in North Carolina to studios, galleries, and local heritage sites. As a craft maker, incomes increased by 23%. Under her leadership, Handmade received multiple honors, including the Award of Merit for Sustainable Development for Renew America, Inc. In 2003, Worth Magazine ranked Handmade one of the top 24 arts nonprofits in the United States. Her programs included, again, 13 towns with populations under 1,000 and over 12 years achieved 177 restored facades, 212 buildings renovated, 1,350 jobs created, 349 new businesses, 83 business expansions, and $9 million of public money invested, and $43 million of private money invested. And of course, you know, she helped to generate over 100,000 total volunteer hours in different towns. And we're talking about small towns where the economy is already low, but there are small towns where people are making all types of wonderful quilts and all types of arts, all types of things that people didn't know about. She helped to bring all of that to light in the state of North Carolina, which served as a model for other states to follow. And so I am so excited to be honoring Rebecca Anderson, who was the creator of Handmade in America. Becky, we salute you and we thank you for paving the way for other crafters, other women who are creative and trying to bring their art to light. We're so excited that you created this wonderful program because it stands for quality. It stands for handmade. It stands for what America is founded on. So thank you so much. Big salute to Rebecca Anderson. So ladies, you can learn more about the 2017 National Women's History Month honorees by visiting their website at nwhp.org. That's N as in national, WHP.org. Check it out, ladies, and share it with others so that we may salute these 2017 honorees. And of course, you're going to hear me saluting others all throughout the rest of this month on Successful Woman Radio. I want to go ahead now and just move right into our hot topic of today, which is the power of choices. Again, power of choices. Did you know the choices you make each and every day will either take you closer or further away from your success and reaching your potential? Choice simply means to take control or use your power in choosing a particular direction. Choice can help you to discover your purpose in life. It can help you to lose or gain weight. It can help make you wealthy, successful, break negative habits, create a successful business, and so much more. However, how do you know when you are making the right choices? Well, when a woman makes clear and direct choices, she gains control and her life begins to take shape and it takes on a whole new positive direction. So the question again is, how do you know when you are making the right choices? Well, let's start with this, okay? Making the right choices is, first of all, being clear about your goals and being clear about what is it that you want to do with your life. You see, when you don't have clarity, you don't know if you're making the right choices because you don't know what you're basing your life on. You don't know what your business goals are or how you are to take action or what you're to take action on, okay? So making the choices, the right choices, first start with you being clear on a vision or visions. In other words, what is it that you want to experience within a given time frame, right? What is it that you want to, at the end of the day, say, I did this, I made this happen, and I'm so satisfied, I'm very fulfilled because this occurred. What is it that you can do? Okay. So making the right choices first start with you being clear on your vision, what it is that you want to experience, because you can't make choices on something that you're cloudy about, you have fuzziness, or you're unclear about it, right? Once you do that, then what has to happen is you have to analyze whether something is going to support what it is that you want to experience or whether it's going to take away. And as with all choices, with any decisions that you make in this life, you are always taking a risk, which means that it may not work out to the way you wanted it, right? That's how you learn to make better choices, because the ones that don't work out, you, if you apply the lessons learned from them, it will stir you in the right direction. So what you need to understand, though, is that clarity in what you want to experience in your life is the first step in making the right choices. And then after that, it's analyzing whether the choices that you make are going to help you, harm you, or help your business or harm your business. Okay? And you have to analyze that. So some decisions, some choices that you make, you won't be able to make them right away on the same day. Sometimes you have to slow yourself down and give some deep thought to it. You have to analyze it. You have to talk to mentors and others who can give you some good decisions before making that choice, right? But then there's some common choices. There are some choices that really are no-brainers, that we know we should be making better decisions on those choices, and yet we do not, right? So here is an example of choices that can be, you know, what I would consider poor choices, right? What about choosing to eat large quantities of processed foods instead of vegetables, whole grain, and fruits? Let's just start with something simple, because health is very, very important. But yet, a lot of us have created habits that are working against us from a health perspective. Now, we've heard doctors talk about it. We've heard nutritionists say that we need to lower our intake of processed food. But when we choose to eat large quantities of it, well, the choice can lead to rapid weight gain and over time poor health, which in turn decreases your lifespan. You see how that choice can really wind down and lead you in the wrong path, in the wrong direction. What about starting a business without having a clear strategy? Or what about at the beginning of every new year, never doing a business strategy? Okay, knowing your target market or not getting help in the areas you don't have knowledge in. Well, making those kind of choices will lead to not making profit, and it will lead you to a failure in business. What about staying in a toxic relationship for fear of being alone or not having the support needed? Well, that choice can lead to unhappiness, stress, and literally tear down your self-esteem. And that is something that no woman wants to happen, because when your self-esteem is torn down to the level of zero just about, it is very difficult to rebuild, and you feel lost, you feel hopeless. And so, again, it's important to understand that when we make wrong decisions, when we make poor choices, what occurs is that our life is not fulfilled. We're not leading a life of purpose. And that is something that for yourself, you want to lead a life of purpose. You want to create a life of abundance. So let's look, take a look and see what happens, okay? What happens when you make positive choices? Here are some examples of positive choices. Choosing to exercise 30 minutes daily. Well, when you make that choice to do that, that leads to increasing your lifespan and energy to do more things. It helps you to even be a better leader because you have energy. What about choosing to drink at least 64 ounces of alkaline-based water daily? Well, again, this choice leads to body hydration, providing nourishment to your cellular structure. And when you provide nourishment to your cellular structure, you fend off diseases because your cells are made of water. And water is what we need as human beings to survive, right? So when we put more of it in our bodies, we are nourishing our bodies. We are moisturizing our bodies. We are helping our cellular structures to stay intact. Very, very important. What about choosing to read a self-development book monthly? Well, this choice leads to increased knowledge and skills in a short period of time. It decreases your learning curve by tapping into the powers of others. Isn't that wonderful? Listen, one book per month written by an expert who, by the way, normally has 10 plus years of experience over a period of year You could have had 120 years of experience and wisdom pouring into your life by reading one book monthly. What about choosing to write a business strategy? Hey, this choice leads to better focus, purpose, and direction for your business. Here's another positive choice: choosing to take action on your dreams and goals in spite of your fears and your challenges. Well, ladies, this choice builds self-esteem, it convicts your belief in yourself, and yields favorable results. When you choose to take action despite your fears, in spite of your fears, guess what? Incredible things began to take shape, and those fears began to dissipate and leave. Okay? So one of the things you need to know about making the right choices, okay, is that there are certain things that will have occurred when right choices are in your life. You have a vision of what you would like to experience in life, your business, relationships, your physical and mental health. You've already created goals to support your vision, to help it to go to the next level, in the right direction. When you make the right choices in life, you surround yourself with positive thinking people that support you rather than discourage you. You also realize that you must ask for help from someone who has the experience to guide you in the right direction, okay? And so these are all evidence to you that you're making right choices. These are some of the things that are in place when you are making the right choices. You develop positive habits that will serve to support your positive choices. And whatever you choose enhances your life and those around you, right? When good choices are being made, hey, it lets you know right away. You start seeing favorable and positive results right away, okay? And you choose to take a stand and realize that you have the power over your life's outcome, and it all starts with your choices. Listen. Whether you like it or not, every single day you must make choices. When you wake up, your body chose to wake up. When you decide to get up out of that bed, from that moment you decide to get out of the bed, you made a choice. And from every move that you make, we make thousands of choices every single day, literally thousands of choices every single day. So for every choice that we make, there is a consequence. There is going to be a positive consequence or a negative consequence, nothing in between, okay? And so that is what you're going for. You're going for more positive consequences. You're going for more favorable results. And so, again, it all starts with you having clarity on who you are. What is it that you want out of your life? What is it that you personally want to experience? You don't have to have it all put together, but you need to know. You need to be clear on what it is that you want out of your life, because then you can begin to analyze the choices that you're making and make better choices that are going to, again, yield you positive and favorable results. I want to read this to you quickly, and this comes from the website personaldevelopment.com, and it says, how did we arrive at our present circumstances in life? What caused us to become what we are today? We might have been nudged along by our genetic code, pressed on by our natural inclinations, pressured by our peers, influenced by our environment, and driven by psychological impulses, but none of these forces created us. They merely added color and texture. The mortar we use to shape our lives is the power of decision. And the individual bricks that form the monument we have erected are the countless choices we have made. He says, all during the day we make decisions. Sometimes we decide not to decide. The decisions not to act is not necessarily the wrong one. It depends on the circumstance. On the one hand, we don't want to be rash and act on our impulses without considering the consequences of our actions. And on the other hand, we don't want to be indecisive and indefinitely refuse to act. For if we do so, we'll remain in a rut with no hope for the better sight. It's a matter of balance, and we arrive at that balance by analyzing our decisions and our motives for those decisions. And he says, let's take a look at these examples. Refusing to act until we have enough information is a wise decision, but refusing to act until we have all the information is probably unrealistic, right? Many investors lost money in the market because they decided to buy without having sufficient information, but we can never be completely certain on how the market will behave. So if we refuse to act until we have all the information, all we do is paralyze ourselves and make future gains impossible. So we don't want to have the problem of analysis paralysis either, okay? You want to analyze it, but you want to make quick decisions, or you want to make decisions in a timely manner. He says another mistake some make is believing that there is only one correct answer and refusing to act unless they arrive at that one perfect answer. Okay, he gives an example. He says a young man may believe there is only one woman in the world that is right for him, so he hesitates all his life never marrying because he can never be sure his latest companion is the right one. Okay. Do you find it difficult to believe that some people are afraid there is only one answer? This belief is more common than you may imagine and exists in part because the influence of religion and the society that we live in. Okay. So it's important for you to understand that there's never going to be just one answer. Sometimes there will be multiple ones. But how you make the right choice for yourself is in determining, is it harmful? Is it helpful? Is it going to help you with accomplishing your goal and not take away from your goal? Is it going to enhance you or take away from you? Is it going to harm others or is it going to help others? So those are some of the things that you look at when you are making those better choices. Listen, you again, from the time you wake up, begin to take motion in the world of choice. See, this is what life is all about. It's a world of choice. And our choices help to form our habits within our subconscious mind, which then leads to how we function, how we act. It develops our personalities. It develops our belief system. And so, again, making the wrong choices, making choices that don't enhance us, don't help us, only hurt us, will always yield negative consequences. The game of this life, the role in this life, is to make choices that will yield positive and favorable results. And that is what you want to do. And no amount of money can buy the right choice. You make the decision to make the choices yourself. So when it comes to having a successful business, you have to first know what it is that you want to experience as a business owner. You need to know what you want to experience in your business. What is it that you want to see at the end of this year? What positive results do you want to have? And then once you figure that out, then you create a support process by, of course, setting goals, then setting tasks to support those goals, then taking swift and immediate action on those tasks and getting them implemented, and then holding yourself accountable and measuring your results, right? Any results that did not yield positively, learn from them, because the lessons you learn will help to steer you in the right direction. However, I don't think that as women sometimes that we do that, because we are multitaskers. We get very emotional about a lot of things, and sometimes we get so upset. We can get so stressed out that our business isn't working, that it's spiraling, we're not making the money that we want. We can get so stressed that it puts a block up and we're unable to function and make better decisions. And so we have to keep ourselves out of that mode. And we have to believe and understand that when we created that business, we have everything within us to be the right type of leader for that business and take that business to the next level. But it all starts with you making choices. And that is why this topic is so very, very important. And that is why you have to understand that your success is all hinged on choices. the choice to create a business strategy, the choice to use a business coach, the choice to talk with people who know more than you so that you can learn, a choice to be a better leader, a choice to take action on your goals and your tasks, a choice to stop thinking that you're the only one that can do what you need to do for your business, a choice to bring on virtual assistants, a choice to create a marketing strategy that's going to help you to bring more people to you so that you can close the sale, a choice to fine-tune your leadership skills, a choice to read one book per month. You see, choices are the cornerstone of your success, and making the right choice is vital to creating your abundance, to having what it is that you want. So, ladies, my question for you as we end the show today, my question for you is, have you been making the right choices? Here's how you figure it out. If you've been making right choices, then you should have favorable results being yielded. If you're making right choices, then you should, for your business, it should have some money in the bank. Okay? If you're making right choices, then you should be busy answering the phone, having new inquiries about the business. If you've made the right decisions and the right choices, it's going to let you know. Your business, as a businesswoman, will let you know. Personally, your life is going to let you know. The one thing I know for sure, because I've talked to a lot of women who say I'm not happy, and I myself have said that. When you're not happy, it really means that you're not making the right choices for your life. Here's what's so crazy. Here's a little secret that I'm going to give you. At any given time, you have incredible powers to make a right choice to change your life right now. Right this very moment. Right this very instance. What choice can you make right now, that can have a profound impact on the way your week turns out? What choice can you make right now that can have a profound impact on the way this week turns out? Bullet point that, analyze it, make some decisions, take action on it, ladies, okay? Ladies, I want to leave you, as we close the show today, I want to leave you with this. This week, let it be your week to step up and step out in the role of leadership and ownership. Ensure that you are clear on your goals for the week in the areas of sales, marketing, and follow-up. And remember, you must hold your business in priority if you expect it to yield profitable results. Well, that's all I have for today. I hope that you have truly enjoyed today's show, that you will share the show with someone else that you know needs encouragement, needs motivation, needs to be in a positive environment. Bless a life of another woman by sharing Successful Woman Radio. Take care, everybody. Talk to you on next Monday.